What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Hello, Warren.
Hello, Bubba.
You eating?
No, I was swallowing to clear out the Cheez-Its I had. I'm on my mission of
well, that means
Cheez-It
you're eating.
That's the that definition
means
of
you're eating.
Eating.
Before the mic
Bubba,
was on.
Bubba asks, are you eating, Lummy? No, I'm clearing out my throat from the Cheez-Its that I'm eating.
No, I meant the Cheez-Its. Like, you know, the Cheez-Its sometimes get stuck in the gums? So I was like,
maybe he wasn't actively eating.
Correct.
You were in the process of
getting them all cleared out of my mouth.
Oh, okay. Now, by the way, welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge After Show. It's me, Lummy, Anna, and Blitz K.
Yep.
All here.
Yep.
And tomorrow will be Lummy and Anna. Thursday will be Anna, Blitz, and Lummy. And then Friday, Blitz and Anna.
What do you got going on Thursday?
I got to be at the track.
Oh, okay.
Because I got my big race, my big opening weekend. And if you don't start watering the track on Thursday, it ends up being a problem. You can't get enough water.
You don't have a sprinkler system?
No, I don't have a sprinkler. No.
Actually, do any tracks have that?
No.
Okay.
Well, a few tracks do. Yes, I'll take that back. A few tracks do.
Okay.
And they have sprinklers on the outside of the wall. But the bad thing about it is, as soon as a car crashes into the wall, it takes that sprinkler section out.
Gotcha.
So you
are, once you're back at square one.
Well, you're constantly replacing that section, you know, sections. So some fancy tracks do have a sprinkler system.
Okay.
But not a lot. I don't think. Actually, Lummy, can you Bing or Google dirt tracks with sprinkler systems?
Yes.
Because I think I have seen a few, but I think one of the downfalls to having it is as soon as a guy hits the wall, even if you put it on top, I don't know. Anna, how you doing?
Good. Doing well.
Let me. You pick. You're trying to find that for me.
Yes. So Anna, watering the truck. Yes.
I was just checking on my friend who lives in Brooklyn.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, all the shit's going down.
All the stuff going.
So I'm just like, hey, are you okay?
Is it a guy or a girl?
My a girl, but she's in Dallas, so I didn't know she was in Dallas for work.
All right.
She's okay.
She
lives in Brooklyn,
but in Dallas for work.
Yeah. So I messaged her right before the show started.
What is going on? And I mean, if you look at the TV, it says
manhunt.
At least 5 people shot in Brooklyn subway shooting.
Right.
And Blitz, I'd hate to pipe it in live because then we'll get like a
mm-hmm.
vile.
Especially on YouTube.
Although, you know, YouTube should allow you to pipe in breaking news.
Nope.
Or they don't want you to because the channel that owns that content
correct.
Wants you to have to go and aggregate it through there.
That is correct.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. Sucks. But somebody owns, I mean, at the end of the day, they're producing that content. They're paying for that content. That's their goddamn content.
I get it.
So there you have it. What did your friend say?
Oh, she just said that she's in Dallas and that her sister and her mom texted her. She has no idea what's going on. It was just setting up for a work event.
Was this just this like morning. Some random guys that were shooting, or was this like a planned?
I don't know.
Nobody knows yet.
Too early.
They're saying that it's from the early reports is that it was planned by the person that was wearing the
gas mask and construction
vest.
Yeah,
because I guess there was four bombs and only one went off.
That could be catastrophic.
But he remains on the loose, was wearing a gas mask.
But wouldn't that be, I mean, Blitz, if you put four bombs, you know, in the subway, I mean, that could cause it all to collapse on each other, like, you know, right? I mean,
yeah.
Could it undermine the entire structural integrity of what's above it, too, can it?
It could.
Now, are the reasons why they can have subways and tunnels and stuff is because the water table isn't as shallow as it is here? Because you dig 4 feet in Florida. If you dig if you go literally to the driest area in Florida, like where there's no water, like, you know, not any water near you, like, you know, and you dig 4 to 5 feet, you're going to hit water. Aren't you, Blitz, for the most part?
Yeah. Well, not only that, not only just the water part, but also, you know, their ground is made up of rock and actual dirt. Ours is just sand.
Right.
And limestone, which turns into sand.
Right. So that's how they can go deep core Willie, and we can't go deep core Willie.
Mm-mm.
I got to tell you, I hate to be too local, but man, the bridge that the Howard Franklin.
Yeah.
That whole, are they building a whole nother fucking bridge?
Yes.
And then they're going to blow up the
they're
going to
blow
one.
Up this one?
The oldest one.
The old span.
Yeah, that goes, what?
The
south span. Yes, the northbound.
Okay.
Hold on. So they're going to blow up northbound.
Yes, the shorter, the lower one, the older one.
Yeah.
That one.
How long is this projected to take? Like a decade?
I think it's going to be done in 2024.
But you got some kind of weird trailing effect on your microphone.
It could be this fan. Hold on, let me turn it off. It's on low now.
Can you guys hear the trail? Like the little, can you hear that? Or am I only the audio chain expert?
If you turn it up, you can hear it a little bit better. If you turn your headphones up, Lamar.
We'll see when Blitz talks again, if it's that. And Blitz, is your air still giving you problems in there?
No.
You fixed it?
Yeah. There's a small fan that blows on the computer that runs all this stuff, just because it's in like a corner, so I try to blow fresher air or colder air in that corner.
Yeah, but your microphone has some kind of like echo something. Something's changed a little bit on your microphone. I don't quite figure it out.
Mm.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Grant.
Hi, Grant.
Hey, you guys are talking about the water table and stuff. We actually run a foundational drilling company out of St. Pete. It's not as bad as you think.
What's your first name?
Grant.
All right, Grant, talk right into the phone because you're like cool guy and me while you're fucking taking a phone and going like, talk right into the phone, buddy. Don't get mad at me for saying that.
No, of course not. I appreciate you calling me cool guy.
Yeah, all right. So listen. So what's your name again?
Grant.
Yeah. Grant, not the pool guy. But knows a lot about the water table of Florida. Go ahead and take it away, Grant.
Yeah, so it just depends where you go. Like, I'm setting 5 poles at an Arby's in Sarasota tomorrow. They're going to 10 foot down. I won't push water till 7 foot. So all you got to do is bring an air compressor out, you know, jet it down. You blow the water out, it'll go right down right where you need it to be.
So
right, but still, 7 feet's not very deep if you're trying to build underground stuff.
Yeah, if we're trying to build a fucking subway, 7 feet ain't going to get me shit, buddy.
Oh, no, yeah, you got to get water boxes, you got to do all kinds of stupid shit for that, but yeah. It's doable.
What's the deepest you could build? Like, you couldn't build a subway in Florida, could you?
I mean, theoretically, you could, but that'd just be, like, an extremely large amount of directional drilling. I mean, I can't imagine who would have that type of equipment, but you could get it.
Now, how far are they going down, like, Blitz, how far do you think they're going down with those bridge supports, you know, that they pound down into the ground? How far do they go with those?
Do you see how far, like, how big they are when they start out, and like half of those go underground,
right?
Or more.
Well, we helped build a new building over at USF, and I think some of those are almost 76 foot in the ground.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just get a big 60-inch, you know, I think those are like 60 inches by 86 foot. You just get a big 60-inch piece of casing, get a big vibrating hammer, hammer it down. The water's not a problem anymore.
Yeah, but, I mean, does it mess up the integrity of the beam the more you hit it? Does it make it weaker?
No, because the casing will stay strong. What you do is you'll drop in a rebar cage, and then you'll probably have like 6,000 PSI concrete you pour in, and that's where all the integrity comes from. That casing is just there to keep the water out of the concrete so it doesn't dilute it at
now,
all.
Now, somebody told me the kind of concrete they use for roads and shit doesn't even start, like, becomes its hardest at like 80 years. It takes 80 to 100 years for it to even cure. Is that true?
I don't know about that. I mean, there's all kinds of fibers and shit you can add into that stuff. I mean, like I said, you know, we typically have a 28-day waiting period. That's when the concrete will be the hardest. You know, we have concrete inspectors come out and do slump tests all the time.
Concrete. I just can't understand how concrete. It's really just sand.
Concrete.
Sand. It's just sand and stone. And
yeah, it's 57 or 89 stone.
Yeah, like I don't understand like how it can all of a sudden magically you put a little water to it and it gets hard as fuck. All it is sand and stone. Like, I don't understand.
They've got all kinds of strange additives that they put in that stuff. I mean, I'm more of the drilling aspect. I don't, you know, I'm not a concrete expert, but, you know, like I said, I put in traffic signals all over the state. You know what I mean? Those are, you know, you're talking 60 inches by 25 foot deep.
And those traffic, the heads, though, you know, where the lights are, people don't realize how big those things really, really are.
Oh my God. You need at least like an 80, you need an 80, you need at least like an 80,000 crane to go out there and pick.
Yeah, but aren't they plastic now too, though?
No, not too. They're not really plastic. I mean, there's like a decent fiberglass material that they've been using as of late, but a lot of them are still metal.
But back in the day, weren't they cast iron or some shit?
Yeah, they were back in the day, but I mean, I think they had rusting issues. I think the anchor bolts and stuff were getting tore up.
Plus, they were heavy as fuck. Like back in the day, they weighed like 200 or 300 pounds, didn't they?
Well, I'm only 31, so I don't know about the back in the day stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm talking about back in the day, buddy. I'm 100, so shit.
Fair enough.
I'm glad that a 31-year-old still likes my show, my friend. I find that a little cool deal.
No, listen, when I was in the Marines, I used to turn you on all the time at Cherry Point. We were always listening to you.
All right, well, make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram
I'm everything. I'm you know, I'm the
awesome.
I got Twitch. I've got, you know, I use my Amazon Prime Willy to
You got to get it all. I got to get every fucking dollar out of you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm trying. So yeah, you ever need pole set out at your trap or anything, give me a call.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you being Bubba Army. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I met a couple young guys over the weekend that listened to the show.
Really?
Two guys at the Rays game. A lot of the guys just when they walk by they're always like, "Lummy." Bubba Army, and then they just walk off. And I always try to, like, even Ashley's, like, trying to grab her phone.
I'm trying to do a post-interview gimmick.
Yeah, like, but they're just like, hey, because they're all going someplace.
They're all wanted.
And then, yeah.
Hey, I don't want to be on your Instagram. I want fucking Chad Gary to come at my house.
And then I met at the one-year-old birthday party. Went to Tampa PD. He's a big-time, he goes down to East Bay all the time. He listens to the show. He's, I think, 33.
Awesome.
He's been dying to go up to the Bubba race, you know, your racetrack.
This weekend, Leo Friendly, show your badge, get him free.
And USF. I met, he actually talked to me. Eat More Coleslaw on Twitch. And one other guy who was probably 25. And then I actually saw the black cop that came here when Crazy Guy came.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did he know who you were?
Yeah, I said, hey. He's like, hey. He couldn't really talk because he was, but I'm like, hey.
Because he was copping. Yeah. Was he copping?
He was copping.
Hi, who's this?
Big as hell.
Hey, Bubba. It's Jobber Jaw. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jobber Jaw? I like that. Jobber Jaw. I love that.
Thank you, sir. Hey, quick question. So I'm trying to get into your Bubba Raw.
Yeah, well, BubbaRaw.com isn't around anymore.
Oh, so there's no way to listen to your old shows? Like,
well,
you guys are off?
You can go to Bubba Radio, BubbaArmyRadio.com, that would go to BubbaArmyRadio.com. It's like $6 a month, and you can access anything we pretty much have ever done since 2004 or something like that.
I think I'm going to that, but it's telling me the expiration ends at 2024 on a credit card.
Oh, Blitz, are we having those problems?
I've been trying to get it fixed now for a few months.
Okay. All right, cool.
I don't get replies to my emails. I've emailed Tom and Paula a bunch.
And you know what sucks, Blitz, is that my world is I got to keep all these people, like...
I know.
It's just... And it all comes down on me, and I'm trying to get everybody to play nice with each other, but everybody's got a fucking attitude or some way, shape, or form.
I just think a lot of them are busy. And...
No. But in my world, somebody's got an attitude about something at all times. Somebody thinks they're a little more important than the job that they've been asked to do at one time or another, and it's beneath them. And this is, all it does is end up costing me money.
Mm-hmm. It's been a problem for a while now, like more and more people are getting new credit cards.
So. All right. So should I email Tom, Paula, you? Like, what can I do?
I can email again and put you on the email this time.
All right. Could you say this? We just got a caller on the air today.
I've been getting a lot of emails too.
All right, cool. If you could just say we've been getting just crushed with this, please tell us what to do. How do we fix this? Sir, we're on it.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. BubbaArmyRadio.com. So what's the problem, Blitz? Like, our software hasn't been updated where it'll take credit cards past 2024?
Yeah, when you do the drop-down to put your expiration date in, 2024 is the last one.
And so how would that be remedied?
Whoever they use for payment needs to update their... I don't know. I don't do any of that, so I have no idea.
Whoop, $150 PayPal.
Oh, nice. PayPal at the Bubba Army. But, so let me... Can anybody understand the predicament that I'm in? Like,
of course. That's why I try to keep off your plate.
Yeah, I've told Blitz. Blitz has told, you know, he's working on it. And I just tell people, hey, we're working on it.
And we are, but we're not.
I mean, there's nothing we can do.
We're working on it, but it's not getting fixed. And now, Anna, you wonder why I'm like a fucking... So multiply that problem.
Yeah.
By, you know, probably three or four problems I have at the track.
Right.
By family issues. Mm-hmm. By, you know, just trying to keep this business going.
I wonder why I walk out of here
and just want to go home and fucking go to bed.
Well, just
and then this is what I'll get back, Blitz. You ready? Well, we emailed Blitz 6 times and he didn't return it, and so that's what.
Oh, it has nothing to do with. I mean, it's not on our end. We can't do anything.
No. I'm saying, but like when stuff like this happens, then I always get back and forth. This guy blames that guy, 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 and I'm like, okay, that's great. Can we all just get along, and can we all just fix it, please?
Right.
That's all I want. Hello?
Boopty boppy beep beep. Bubba's got a big one.
Who's this?
It's Kicks for Guns. I haven't called since July. I've been kind of apprehended.
How long did you spend?
Oh, what happened, Kicks for Guns? Did you go to jail?
Well, I didn't go to jail. What happened was I was living at a group home. I talked to you guys about this. This is 6 or 7 months ago.
All right. Well, and, you know, Bubba, I can't remember.
Kicks for Guns is a big fan of grilled cheese.
Big, I'm the grilled cheese guy. Yep. He called me to come to Hazlet. I got in trouble for a grilled cheese. I threw out my dad. All kinds of stuff in the past, you know. And
right.
I just, the past 6 months, I happened to get kicked out of my other group home because they caught me. I door dashed some White Claws to the room. And the Uber driver didn't put the door dash. That they didn't put they're supposed to put it in a.
Well, also, I'm a fellow DoorDasher, my friend, so I can tell you the DoorDash protocol, please.
Yeah.
All right. You were in a hotel room.
No, I was living in a group home.
All right, so you're living
to sneak in alcohol.
Homeless people.
All right, so you're living in a group home and you try to DoorDash in some White Claws.
Yes, well, I get that.
That's right.
But it probably is a violation of the group home.
That's right.
All right. So then they're like, okay, now you're in trouble.
I was in trouble. And so since it was my second time getting caught trying to do the White Claws, because I didn't learn my lesson from the first time, which I should have, but that's an alcoholic for you. They caught me on
I got to be honest with you, man. That excuse works for me. If I'm the judge or the arresting, I'd be like, oh, you know what? I appreciate you're being honest, my friend. You're an alcoholic and you're a fuck up, and you fucked up.
But why were you in the halfway house to begin with?
Yeah, true.
Because I fucked up. I was living at a sober living house, and they kicked me out for drinking.
All right, and that's an alcoholic for you.
that's an alcoholic for you. Right. So I'm not trying to say my situation is any great, or I'm not trying to put myself over or anything. I used to call Lummy and Tuttle's show just, you know, messing around about jerking off and
right.
and the porn I watch and stuff.
What
and
kind so of porn? Lummy what and, kind of what kind of porn are you into, so to speak?
I like highly like produced porn. Like they got 16 different camera angles. One's going.
Man, hold on. That's completely opposite of what the average guy is. The average guy likes. Right off the fucking cell phone.
Amateur.
Fucking homemade McGillicuddy.
Amateur, you know, no lighting guy, no sound guy.
He looks just, and feels real.
Yeah, kind of like a voyeur kind of deal.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be watching, but you are. Oh, fucking shucks.
Well, I go pick up a $10 hooker.
All right, so anyway.
A $10 hooker?
Yeah, he's Plant City.
Well, whatever,
don't be, I guess Plant City is Hillsborough County, but. Man, just a few miles to the east. Don't be picking up any hookers in Grady Judd's land because you don't know if that's a real hooker or not.
Mm-hmm. L-Card Rob, $50 cash.
Don't think Grady doesn't start, probably do stings right at the fucking county line blitz thinking that you're okay.
A giant hookers here sign with an arrow.
Hookers here. What are you looking for? A hooker? Okay, well, just pull over here. And it's the fucking cops. They pull you over. Ask Galvin how that works.
Oh shit!
So anyway, buddy, are you out now? Are you a free man? Are you still in a halfway house? What?
I got out 6 months later. I got into my own apartment. Everything is going good now.
You got a job?
So I did my 30 days.
You got a job?
I can't work.
Why?
Because he's an alcoholic.
No, the government won't let me.
Oh.
All right. Well, they say you're disabled or you're mentally fucked up or what?
Correct. Yes.
All the above.
What, you're mentally fucked up?
Well, mentally and physically, yes.
Physically, what's wrong with you, buddy?
He's drunk.
High blood pressure.
Say drunk. I'm drunk. I'm fucking buzzed.
He's fucking drunk.
Physically, I'm drunk.
No, I got a lot of different medical issues.
Right.
Which I'm just hoping to live till I'm 40, you know?
Right, me too.
You're not 40?
How old are you?
Jesus Christ, I'm not. You sound like you're 65.
How old
like
are you, buddy? Something.
I'm 34.
Yeah.
Right. And are you fat? Are you fat?
No,
are you fat as hell?
I'm 412 pounds.
No, you're not.
I'm not proud
honest
of
pussy's
it.
Whip.
Okay. How tall
honest
are you?
Wap. Honest wap.
I'm
right
full
now.
Fucking wap on the deal, buddy. I want to see a mukbang. What? How tall are you?
6'1".
6 foot and a half. Yeah. I'm almost 6 foot.
And 4'12"?
Yeah. He's
fuck
yeah.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
So
too bad he's not 6'2".
I know. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. So, you're 6 foot, 4'12", 34 years old, probably smoke like a fucking chimney.
I vape. I do not smoke cigarettes, no.
All right, you vape, same thing. It's not any, it kind of is. Kind of is, buddy.
What's your favorite food to
like
snack
80%
on?
Better. My favorite thing is, Snyder's. Snyder's flavored pretzels.
Okay, that's your downfall? I feel like there's more.
Oh, come on. It's like my so let's say I'm going to Walmart on a Tuesday.
Yeah, let's say you're going to Walmart on a Tuesday.
Let's say I'm drinking on a Friday. I'm getting 3 Big Macs and 2 large fries. Up.
Okay.
3 Big Macs, and even at my fucking heaviest, I don't know if I could eat all that.
And two large fries?
Two large fries. With a Diet Coke, right?
With a Diet Coke. I
usually have something.
Hello?
I'm not going to lie. Oh. I eat most of it.
Okay.
What do you mean?
No shit.
I mean, eat most of it. I mean, buddy.
You didn't get to be 412 by looking at it.
You paid for it. Hope
because
you
left that 1/8 full fucking thing of French fry container doesn't mean that you're, cutting calories, my friend. 3 Big Macs and 2 large fries. It'd be interesting to see what the caloretic or whatever the fuck it is.
Caloric.
What would be on that? Hey, hold on. Let me ask a little girl.
Mm.
Hey, Alexa. How many calories on 3 Big Macs and 2 large fries?
Here's something I found on the web. 3 McDonald's Big Mac cheeseburgers have 1,700 calories. Did that answer your question?
1,700 times 3.
No, I think that was for 3.
Thanks for letting me know.
Oh, so that's for 3.
Plus the fries.
Hey, Alexa.
It's not too bad.
How many calories in a McDonald's large fry?
Here's something I found on the web.
Two of these.
According to documents.us, McDonald's large fries have 500 calories and 30 grams of
fat. So there's G-ball. There's a G-ball there. Mm-hmm. There's 1,700 on the hamburgers.
Yeah.
So you're looking at, you know, 3,000 calories. What do you
but
want?
Here's the thing, Bubba. I only eat one time a day, so if I eat them...
Oh, intermittent fast like me.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I do the same thing.
Fast. Yeah.
And how's that working out for you? You're down from what? You're 412, down from what?
I'm down from 480.
Okay. All right, buddy. I'm feeling you.
Okay.
3,000 calories a day for a fat ass probably can still lose some weight.
That the math isn't adding up.
Well, it's not adding up.
3,000 calories a day, and you were 480.
No, hold on. That's what he eats. It's hard telling what he drinks. How much do you drink a day?
What?
Well, I try to stay on the diet, the zero diet cola, but I drink probably about 6 regular colas a day.
Six regular colas.
All right.
Like bottle
or energy drinks, like the Venoms.
Hold
on. Venoms are only a dollar. So I'll get a Venom for a buck,
It's like a ginger ale. Ginger ale, I think.
No, but how much alcohol are you drinking? You're an alcoholic, remember?
I'm not drinking. I stopped drinking 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, are you having 8 of these things a day? Are they cans, bottles?
I'm having 8 Coca-Colas. Oh, yeah, definitely. At least 8 Coca-Colas
Hold on. A can or like one of those plastic bottles or what kind?
It's a 2-liter.
A can. A can of Coca-Cola or 4 to 6 Venoms a day.
All right, so what are you calling me for, buddy?
He's back.
You're back.
I'm the Tom Likas guy, too, that I'm back. And I tried to get you and Tom Likas back together, but I don't know what happened with all that.
I'll tell you what happened.
That's 1,500 calories a day in cola.
I told you what happened to you. You got locked up and fucked up and halfway housed. Yep. And, you know, that's what happened. Me and Tom are still doing good radio, my friend. Yeah. Please.
They're eating grilled cheese.
Should have
ate yours instead of thrown it.
Me and Tom are free men. You're the one that's been fucked up, buddy.
No, I didn't say you guys were fucked up. I know I've been fucked up.
You're all fucked up. So now are you back? Are you back, buddy?
I'm back, cuz. I'm back on the cusp. I'm back in the chat room. Everybody thought I was dead. At least I'm not dead.
Are you getting money? How are you making
that's
it?
True.
I mean, I'm
on disability.
And how much is that a month, tax-free?
Not very much.
$1,800? 2 Gs?
No, $860.
Month?
$900
how
a month.
How the fuck you live off that?
Yeah, like, and then so how? What other money do you get?
And then I get $104 in my on my food card a month.
All right, so that puts you at a G ball. And
that's
how much?
Right.
How much is your rent? How much is your rent?
Well, I really didn't want to get into it with it, but with you, Bubba, rent's only $175 a month. That's how blessed I got. The pyramid I went through, you won't believe. Oh, my God. I was praying every day. I've been so depressed, but I wanted to kill myself the past 6 months. Not being able to listen to you, not being able to chat, not being able to have my phone.
All right, well, you got all that back, my friend. How did you get a buck? What type of living conditions do you? Does $175 get you?
I got 792 square feet. I got a kitchen, bathroom. Got the living room area.
Is it like Section 8 or something? Obviously, it's subsidized.
It's Section 8 vouchers. So they'll give you, it's HUD subsidized.
Okay.
Section 8, they give you vouchers. You can live anywhere you want, but they give you vouchers for wherever you live. Here, it's 30% of your income. So whatever you make, it's 30%.
But then the government pays for the rest.
I don't know what they do.
Yeah, so you're getting that too.
Somebody owns it. I mean,
and they're getting $3,000 a month for it.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of money.
Yeah, they get paid a lot.
It's worth $1,500 or $2,000 a month. I'm looking over downtown St. Pete on the 12th floor.
On me.
He's got a penthouse.
Ocean View.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's got a penthouse for $175 bucks a month, Bubba.
Hey, Blitz. You need to come out back, and I'm going to fucking sledgehammer your knee. Right? Hold on, it's going to be a process. I'm going to sledgehammer your knee.
Hold on, Bubba. His problem, he's got high blood pressure, is what he said.
Hold on, Blitz. Listen, I'm going to sledgehammer your knee. You're going to be fucking, you know, like you can't walk. Dan's going to fucking pencil whip you, a big time fucking he can't walk report. Okay. And then I'm going to fire you. and you're going to have no income, okay? But I'm going to be putting all your money aside like in a escrow, Willie.
Gotcha. Can we get good insurance first so I can have Jay sue you too?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to load up my Crown Vic insurance, okay? Full blown.
All right, good.
I'm going to call up Progressive or Geico or whatever and be like, hey, listen, you know how I have minimum on that Crown Vic? I like to go maximum on that motherfucker.
Starting immediately.
Really? Yeah, I want to go full-blown, like $3 million Yippee-O with a fucking $4 million kicker and a $10 million umbrella, okay? Okay, Mr. Glenn. Now, meanwhile, Blitz, we're going to split this, okay? I'm going to fucking, you're going to be pulling out, and we're going to go up to that stoplight, I'm going to rear end you.
Okay.
Okay? And you're going to be like, oh, my fucking neck's cracked.
My neck's already hurting from that.
It's cracked.
Yeah.
And you got to call in Bayflight, like you're fucking, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, fuck. It's all my fault. I'm going to take all the blame. Right?
Brakes failed.
Right.
Your carbon fiber brakes weren't warm enough yet.
And then Blitz, on that money, I'll be putting in an escrow account. Then we can get you 12-floor penthouse, St. Pete, which is near. That's where Anna wants to live. The bitch will finally move.
For $175 a month, Anna.
Yeah, I can afford it.
Right.
All my own.
Right, Blitz. And then after you get your disability check, it'd be like, Blitz, just keep living on this. And then when the show's finally over, you're going to have, maybe $1 million or so in this escrow deal. We're done. See you later.
Let's do it.
I mean, just like B. Flood said, learn how to work it like Shannon Burkett.
Mm-hmm. He was getting a free apartment.
Yeah, on me.
I know.
So anyway, listen, buddy, you're back. You didn't kill yourself. You're listening to the show.
Living in a penthouse.
You're living on the 12th floor. I mean, you literally.
And I listen to everything. I listen to all your stuff.
Do you go to, hold on. Do you go to the podcast?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people don't go and download that daily. They're not a daily downloader. You got to be a daily downloader on that podcast, my friend.
Yeah, come on. Step up.
I make sure to do everything. I can do my $5 a month subscription.
Okay.
I got that budgeted in. So I make sure I do that. And then the podcast, the Facebook.
The YouTube.
The YouTube, Willie's. I watched all of them. I watched all the videos that are made, too. So I know I can't contribute a whole lot.
No, but you
lot,
are.
But
no, hold on, motherfucker. You're contributing enough. That's fine, buddy. You're good. I got a $5 a month subscription out of you with all the viewing. Fuck, I got you, kid. You're
and
my
some
boy.
Great ideas.
Yeah, you're my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Blitz are literally fucking loading up my insurance later today.
Yeah, we might need you to move out. We need a place to stay.
Yeah. Blitz says he needs to know who owns that joint and is taking vouchers because he'll be having one in about 60 fucking days.
Exactly.
With a neck brace. When you see Blitz on the neck brace, it's a gimmick. Don't fuck with him.
12-4 Willie.
Blitz, we'll get you all neck braced up with fucking those. You know Timmy on South Park. Blitz, we'll get you those Timmy. We'll get you those Timmy fucking one of those deals.
That's hot. I like that.
And then Anna, we're gonna load your insurance up, and you're gonna hit Lummy, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And then who's gonna hit me? I need somebody to hit me.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I wonder whose show I can call and do porn reviews again. I don't know. Because Anna and Bumble doesn't seem like I can do porn reviews. They did porn reviews with Tuttle and Lummy.
You can do porn. What do you mean porn views? What are you talking about?
No, porn reviews. He used to do reviews of porn.
He would call up and would give him like
give us
5 minutes, and he would review this porn that he watched the week before.
Yeah, that would be great. But, I mean, it can't be like, I don't want it perfect. Blitz, you know what we should do?
What?
Is we... Once we get our OnlyFans account back up, well, first of all, you can go sign up for our OnlyFans is accepting people signing up. It's just not letting us put new shit on there.
Yep.
But I found a bunch of new shit. I would like to give you a free subscription to my OnlyFans, and then you call up, once every couple weeks and give me, oh my God, that new Akira video you put up, and then kind of give us a little synopsis of that.
He's a little more creepy when he does it, but yes, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Is he kind of creepy? He's like, oh my God, I got a boner.
Not too creepy. I don't like young stuff or weird stuff.
No, I don't want. First of all, I'm not going to put any. You're only going to watch what I put you on on my OnlyFans. I'm not going to put
it. The way he says it.
I meant the way. He talks about it. It wasn't anything about the stuff you watch. It was this.
Give me an impersonation.
Oh God, this guy with his 9-inch dick just pulled it out, and he's just banging the shit out of it.
All right,
that's
great.
Sorry,
that
was.
That's what he does.
Yeah. We probably get demonetized.
I can tame a little bit.
You need to be like, I was watching this one porn, Bubba, that you had on, and Akira, was taking the Hitachi and was masturbating quite, feverishly, and then the next thing you know, she started jet skiing everywhere. It was crazy. you know, like
that's no problem. And if I like it, I will like it, and then I'll give it the whole honest truth, the whole. And I have a system too. I don't know if Lummy told you. I got my name's Bobby. I got the Bobby jerk off system, so I give it, you know, neither one or five jerk offs.
Yeah, he keeps watching them then.
So you mean, if it's bad, you only jerked off to it once, but if it's good, you'll go five on a good one.
That's right.
So it'd be like, oh, that was, according to the Bobby jerk-off scale, that was a three jerk-off deal.
That's right.
Not to be confused with that Bobby is a jerk-off in general.
Well, I'm probably a 10 out of 10 on that one, yeah. Bubba.
Well, listen, Bobby, when Blitz gets our, does Lummy have a way to get a hold of you, Bobby?
I got his email.
Yeah.
Now, Bobby, let me ask you a question, Bobby. When's the last time you got some real, you know, some real vagina?
Not paid for?
7 months ago.
Lummy, we don't care if it was paid.
Was it subsidized?
No, sorry, I was saying, like, not asking.
Lummy, it doesn't matter if it was paid for. I just
it'd be good to know, though.
All right, okay. When's the last time you got some real vagina?
Okay, this is, all right, true shit. 7 months ago at my old group home, a chick moved in about 30 days before. Mm-hmm. Her name was Jennifer. And me and Jennifer, I was like the most charismatic and an opening person to her. And so we hit it off. And after that, she would sneak in my room every other night. And we would, I'd usually eat her out. If you want to have the truth.
Whoa.
I only got to do her once.
Of course, she's always hungry.
Let's call that oral. Because probably in the group home, you couldn't get your three Big Macs and two fries. So you were really hungry. You were hungry.
The oral fixation. Yeah. He's got to be putting something really in his mouth.
It wasn't even sex. It was more of an eating thing. You really just like to eat.
And it was savory.
And that group home was co-ed. The last group home I was after the last 6 months wasn't co-ed.
What's the state thinking about having a co-ed group home? Like, there's not going to be people just...
How big was she?
She was. I'm not going to lie to you. My girlfriend before that was pretty big. But she was only about 127 pounds.
Wow, that's awesome. And, but was she
3'10"?
Was she attractive?
For me, she was very attractive.
Yeah. Now, did she set the rules early on? Listen, there's not going to be any intercourse, but you can eat me.
Well, that was basically the rules.
I know. See, I sniffed Blitz. I sniffed those rules right out. Did I not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a good looking.
Here's the sad part. Listen, Bubba.
What?
That part psych meds that I. The psych sad meds. Part is the psych meds that I was on was giving me a hard time to get an erection.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would just
hard time with no hard time. Like to...
So you're like, hey, listen, I don't want to let you down, and I can get you pleasure by doing this. I can't. I don't have the equipment to be able to, you know, follow through. So let me just do you a solid here.
That's what happened.
Hold on. And she just closed her eyes and thought it was Brad Pitt.
There you go. Everyone wins. Can I ask a question? Did you go off the meds?
I have not went off the meds, but I did get put on a what is it? It's called it's like a Viagra.
A Cialis kind of deal.
Nice. You're stacked.
Like a generic version of like an erectile dysfunction drug.
Right, but I only made it 2 weeks after that. So I took all the time and effort to put in to get into getting some Viagra.
By the way,
doctor.
Jeff Bass, 1,200 stars. You see that, Lummy?
1,200 stars. Yes.
Oh yeah, you missed it. Jeff Bass.
It would have been much easier to go through Romans or something like that because I had to go in there and talk to the guy.
Yeah, it's much easier. Go to getromans.com.
From a code
/Bubba.
And go to getromans.com
/Bubba.
And you don't. It's actually getroman.com, and you don't have to do all the embarrassing stuff like what this guy had to do. You can literally do it online, sir. That's how you do it. You don't go to the doctor and tell him that you got soft nipples. You go to get Roman is what you do. Please.
Yeah, be Roman ready the next time it happens.
Yeah, buddy, please. Next time someone
comes
to the halfway house and wants her sniz eaten, you'll be ready to go.
Yeah, Roman ready.
Now, if she would have said, if you would have had the equipment to be able to give her the business, would she have let you, or was it just straight, you know?
Oh, she told me to put it in her.
Okay, easy. All right.
No.
She wanted you to take your missile and put it all different places.
She was absolutely nuts. Crazier than I ever known a anyone those I've ever
crazy,
known.
Those crazy.
So what you're saying is perfect.
Off the rockers.
Hold on, crazy girls are the best in bed. They're just so crazy.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I mean, Anna, deep down, I mean, you think you're fucking normal? Hell no, you're as crazy as a loon, Anna.
Yeah.
No, for real. Like, you're crazy.
A fucking wild animal.
And now you've incorporated sex.
Now I've incorporated sex into this whole.
Yeah.
Craziness.
And it makes you a little bit more crazy in one way, but less crazy in another.
Right. It does. And I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know you do.
It evens you out, but not really.
No. You're right. It
emotions
even
are high,
really.
You know, and then maybe right after your party, you're kind of normal for like 5 minutes, but then, you know,
yeah.
back to crazy.
Seeps back in and we're back to square one.
So, buddy, what's your name again?
Kicks for Guns.
Bobby.
Kicks for Guns. Bobby, that's right, with the Bobby Erection Report, Bobby Jerkoff Factor, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, Kicks for Guns.
What are you having for lunch?
Everything.
I was thinking about making maybe some ramen noodles and ground
now,
beef.
Now, what can you buy your food card's $1.09 a month. You can't live on that.
It's $1.04 a month. So that's right. And so they screwed me. Well, I'm not going to say screwed, but I'm going to have to put $200 to $300 of what I'm getting or whatever. I'm going to have to lose some weight, but that's not good.
No,
I mean,
way.
You
can't have that.
But I'm going to have to put...
Why don't you stop vaping? I know you're spending a lot of money on that.
Vaping's only $30 a month.
All right, well, that's $30 of food that you could be eating.
Right.
No, you're right. No, I agree with you.
All right.
And so I'm checking around everything, little things that I can do that I can cut. So I don't have TV. I only have internet, so I can see you, Bubba.
That's perfect. And you so don't need TV. TV's overrated. Down. All you need is me, my friend.
Right. Yeah, TV will rot your brain.
Yeah, TV. Bubba the Love Sponge will make you a better guy. TV will rot your fucking brain.
That's right.
You know, it has its downsides, guys.
Not really.
I don't have a car. Well, you know, to a degree.
Motherfucker,
you're living
oceanside on St. Pete, 12th floor, looking over the water.
No, you're right. I need to be even.
You need to be thankful for
so
what
happy.
You got, Bobby.
Yeah, there's 16 years.
So Bobby, me and Blitz and Anna and Lummy and all us other taxpayers, we're footing the bill on that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And I am thankful. Trust me, I'm so blessed. I am so grateful for the people.
And at the end of the day, man, you probably could go out and work a day if you had to.
Would you hire me?
No.
Whoa.
Hey, man, good call. You know what? You're right.
Well, I mean, no, I wouldn't, but, you know, McDonald's and Arby's and Domino's would.
And I got a hard time with those places too, Bubba.
Why? Because you eat.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't get high on your own supply.
Yeah. Guy orders a large fry at the drive-thru. And Blitz, next thing you know, you get shorted a large fry because Bobby's smashing the motherfucking large fry.
I didn't order a side salad.
Bobby's doing a side salad. Bobby ate all the fucking fries.
Bobby's doing the jerk-off report, eating all this shit.
3 years. 3 years as head, and I was the head. I was the head pre-cook.
Are you the reason why the soft serve machine is always broken?
Yes, exactly.
No,
he's got his mouth underneath the machine.
Bobby wears out that fucking soft serve at McDonald's.
The best guacamole ever.
All right, Bobby, listen.
No, we're talking.
I got to let you go.
Oh, shit.
Bubba, you know what? He can pay for BubbaArmyRadio.com. And he can, there's 16 years of every show he can listen to while he sits there. And he can report it and send it to my email of anything he finds. All 16 years.
Yeah, you should go to BubbaArmyRadio.com. Hopefully you don't have a credit card that expires after 2024.
Right.
And we take government EBT yippee-os, but hopefully we can get all that handled. And you can start being a little secret shopper for me, listening to did you see where they're bringing back up the Tucker stuff now?
Are they again?
The Young Turks, you know that?
Oh,
I know the Young Turks.
Yeah. It was a story I just got on my Facebook feed, and it's only a couple days old. Look for it if you can, Lummy.
Okay.
And they're making a big deal about Tucker calling into my show and talking about his daughter going to summer camp.
I just listened to that episode.
Yeah, well, now
now we know how they got it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Now I know who the fucking troll secret shopper is.
Right, yeah.
You.
Good job.
You.
They're monitoring me.
But I'm going to tell you, man, I mean, they obviously, I think they're probably our best customers.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Tucker haters, that Tucker troll farms, They go in and find everything. I can't get my own people to find anything that I want, but the trolls will find it all.
Well, the summer camp thing wasn't even that bad of a thing.
You haven't found me the other things I've been looking for either.
Well, then what? The one other thing I really don't think exists.
No, it does.
The Playboy?
Uh-huh. It exists. When I find it, if I do find it,
then I will
beat you.
Okay, I will take it.
I will fucking
hopefully
beat
I find
you.
It before you. Yeah. I've been searching, and I listen to a lot of Bubba. That's why I listen to the Tucker thing.
This was on All Access?
That's what I looked up. This is April 8th, 2022.
Oh, this is March 11th. No, there's a brand new
one. Oh, okay.
On Young Turks. On Young Turks, there's a brand new one. So, Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you. I'm glad that you're back, my friend. Hope that you live to be 40.
Send us some pics.
I could ding you for $4.99 a month if you don't have a credit card that expires after 2024.
Start a mukbang channel.
What's that?
Every time he eats, because it sounds like he has one big meal a day, he can videotape himself, put it on YouTube,
on,
and you can monetize that. What? You don't want to work for money? Okay, I get it.
Anna, he can't show an income.
Oh, right.
Right.
He can't
when you're gaming right. the system on a disability, Willie.
Right.
Well, can't really. Lummy runs it, you know, and maybe okay, you know, cash off the side.
Send it to us. Yeah. I'd like to watch it, to be honest with you.
I've got nothing to do with any of that. No, yeah. Sure.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, Benny. call me. I don't know what I'm going to call you. Benny.
What the fuck is that?
Since you listen to the show all the time.
Cardiac arrest.
Be listening to the show. And when you hear me announce. When you hear me announce that Blitz has got our OnlyFans account fixed and we can put new stuff up there, which hopefully is coming soon, because Blitz, I will tell you, Blitz is on him, and he's mad as fuck about it.
I am.
And so we're trying to get our OnlyFans account fixed, and I got the merch crick's going to go through the hard drive and start really being aggressive with it. Like, I'm going to, like, you know, Blitz, since I got somebody that can really pay attention, and it's not just one of seven jobs they're doing, only two, merch and OnlyFans,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have her go crazy with it. Because, Blitz, you know we got a lot of shit.
Hell yeah.
We can put up there. So, Bobby, Penny, whatever the fuck your name is,
yes,
when I get my OnlyFans deal account fixed where we can put new shit up there, I'm going to give you a promo account for you to go look at it, and you can call me every once in a while and give me my
OnlyFans critic.
Yeah, my OnlyFans report card, okay?
I would love nothing better more than to do that.
Now, Bobby, what does the rest of the day entail for you today, buddy?
Yeah,
I gotta think lunch is probably close.
The highlight?
I gotta think lunch, you know, might be on the stove right now as we speak. What'd you have for breakfast this morning, Benny?
Okay, Bobby. So what I had for breakfast?
Oh, I thought you only had one meal a day.
Yeah, Bobby, what'd you have for breakfast? First of all, Bobby, let's go.
If I'm going to have a big meal.
Bobby, I'm asking the fucking questions around here. Let's rewind this first as to what time you went to bed.
I went to bed at 6:08 p.m.
All right, perfect. Very responsible. And
I try to do above a 2:46.
You should, and it's great. Sleeping is what has changed my life. For real. Getting on a standard sleeping regimen. Look how good. I look good as fuck. I've been training. Fuck. Look
You're
at
on
me.
Point.
I'm on point. I got chicks that are fucking trying to get me, everything. So anyway, what you went to bed at 6. I can't think you went to bed natural at 6. You just can't go to bed natural.
Especially
at 6.
Light out.
No, yeah, there's you.
Well, I do have my night meds for my psychiatrist.
Blitz, did I not hit it dead on?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to bed natural at 6. Mm-hmm. You just can't. So you got your TT9 night medicine, which is highly prescribed shit from your doctor, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Just like me. So what time did you get? You went to bed at 6:08. Is that the time you went to sleep, or did you, you know?
That's the time I went to sleep. I went to sleep a little after 6, and then I got up about 5 o'clock this morning waiting for Bubba to come on.
Good 11 hours, Blitz, refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while you're waiting till 6, did you make a breakfast?
No, I did not. I listened to 77 WABC from New York, and I listen to their newscast in the morning because I listen to radio and podcast and
right.
all day.
Yeah, you're, I know. You have no life. You have no life. You listen to all that bullshit. So now, do you?
But
you
I can help, though, because the Bubba Brigade also, because we're working on a team that goes after the people that go after you.
Bobby, so let's not worry about that bullshit, okay? All let's right, just worry right, about, right. yeah, let's just worry yeah, about.
You got this guy heading it up.
Yeah, I don't want my troll division headed up by you, Bobby. I'm sorry. Blitz has got a guy from fucking the guy from a guy from a guy on a guy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So did you catch the very opening of the show, and by what means do you listen?
Now I listen on Twitch. I wasn't listening on TuneIn before. I couldn't listen on Twitch. And so I listened on TuneIn because I didn't have enough data to listen on Twitch.
All right.
So now that I got my internet and everything set up, I can listen on and watch on Twitch. And
how much do you pay for internet?
Oh, he gets free internet. It's fucking Obama internet.
Well, it's $55 a month, plus I get the $30 discount from the Affordable Free Care Act. And so that's $30, so it's $25 a month. It's not free.
And I bet it's badass. It's probably, you know, what speed?
200 megabit service is not all that great, but it does good enough, yes.
Right. And watching the show on Twitch is a far better experience than just, I mean, do you not agree that just
really,
because you can see it, and then you get the hot mic, and it's just a full different experience.
Absolutely.
A whole different experience. And I like, and I used to be on as number one fan until Blitz took her over.
Mm-hmm. Blitz has ruined her. Blitz has just wallowed that shit out.
Just destroyed her.
I mean,
my damaged goods now?
Well, you're not damaged, but you're certainly wallowed.
Yep.
I mean, you can't put that much trauma on a piece of on a body part and expect it just to snap right back.
Right.
I mean, you got 9.5 inches, like a fucking
geeked out,
like a Cummings, like an F-350 fucking power stroke,
7.3 volts,
high compression.
The day I heard about Blitz and Anna starting together, I text messages Burton's Law. I text message. A couple people that I know, I was like, wow, I can't believe
the brain trust of the BRN, you and Burton's Law.
I can't wait till he's blaster.
Yeah, everybody was pulling for him, and it's so him blasting her is so yesterday's news. So, like, it's not even an exclusive. Now they just blast all the time. We don't even get it. Me and Lummy don't even get excited when we heard they blast.
It's just like
it's expected. It's expected. Right.
It's expected, Anna.
Yeah. So now, does that take you?
I heard you.
Does that take you out of the Anna? I like Anna deal, or do you still like her now that she's soiled and watered?
I still like Anna, but I don't like her like I liked her because I know Blitz is giving her the big D. You know what I mean?
Right. He's wallowed her out. Say it, Waller.
He is creepy.
Wallered her out.
Yeah, she's wallered. She's full Waller effect. So anyway,
yes,
Bobby, when you hear me announce that our OnlyFans is fixed, call me so I can get you a password, okay?
You're number one guy. I'm the best porn reviewer that's been around this country since who knows when.
That's quite an accomplishment, my friend.
Wow.
Bobby, well, I got another person calling me. I'm kind of busy, and I'm a very important person. Thank you. And Blitz, I have this endorsement of these earbuds that I have to do as well.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Everyday Earbuds from Raycon.
Oh, Raycon's good.
Raycon wireless earbuds. Mm-hmm. Must have for all super moms. The masters of multitasking who need to keep their hands free with Raycons.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They get with Raycons, they can stay entertained listening to their favorite podcast or music, plus take phone calls with Vivid Voice technology, and it's all hands-free. Raycons are user-friendly for moms who are just switching to wireless, just starting to switch to the wireless earbuds. Easy to set up, easy to use, seamless Bluetooth pairing. Plus, they come in a bunch of fun color options, so you can find a color that suits yourself, your personality, your style. Maybe you can give it as a gift to your mom. With optimized gel tips for the perfect inner ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Budge, trust me. She'll have a hard time. I'm sorry. Trust me. There we go. Don't trust me for nothing ever.
I was gonna say, if you're actually doing the read, we need to start over.
Why?
Because the first half had this guy in the background. You could hear him talking.
No, you couldn't.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba, how are you today?
Hey, good. You're half of my read. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, just trucking across northern Indiana this morning, headed over to...
What part of northern Indiana are you right now? You on US 30? You on 65? What?
No. I'm on the expensive Golden Highway up here on the toll.
Indiana cell phone service.
Indiana cell service. a Native American chant. I am north of Kokomo, south of Wabash, on 115.
You need some fucking Raycons.
State Road 24, going to 31 northbound.
Yeah.
Where are you?
No, I'm on the beautiful toll road up here, you know, getting the shit beat out of me.
Now, hold on. Didn't Indiana, like a bunch of jobbers, they sold their toll road to a private company, and the private company refuses to do any repairs to it, and all they do is just gouge the shit out of you on to use it?
Yeah. Prior to the toll road being leased or whatever the hell they did, it was $12.80 to run across the toll road. Now it's almost $60.
Oh my God!
And they don't do shit to it.
Just to drive across, and that just basically what cuts across the northern portion of Indiana, right?
Yeah, like 157
miles.
156 miles.
Yeah.
Why can't you just take 30?
Well, problem running across 30 is all the stoplights, like going through Warsaw and everything, and if you're strapped for time to get across, you do what you got to do.
You pay the 60 and fucking get her done, right, buddy?
Yeah, you pay the 60 if you want to get across. If you want to get across faster, not have to deal with, you know, going through Columbia City and Warsaw with all the stoplights and
When you've gone through Warsaw, do you think about me? Oh my God, this is where Bubba's from.
Oh yeah, I think about that all the time. I've actually been tempted a couple times to stop at the McDonald's right there on US 30 and put a Bubba Army sticker on one of the poles.
You know what? I need
somebody.
No, was
it Penguin Point? Is that where you go?
No, but I need Larry or somebody in the middle of the night to when I had welcome to Warsaw to put a Bubba Army. I know there's one on 15 north and south, and then there's one on
There's one on 30 coming in. I know there's at least there's one on each side of 30 when you're coming in.
Listen, you FTEs, we need to put Bubba Army stickers on welcome to Warsaw. Take a picture, get it to us, show at thebubbaarmy.com, and I'll get you, if you're one of the first, I'll get you some Bubba Army swag.
Okay. All right.
I mean, next to Rick Fox. I mean, first of all, Rick Fox wasn't even born in Warsaw.
No.
He only spent 2 or 3 years. I might be one of the most popular persons ever born in Warsaw, Indiana. There was a guy that was on The Bachelor. Did you know that, Anna? I don't know if you're into The Bachelor.
I've never seen The Bachelor. I understand the premise, but I've never seen it.
But there was one guy, Ben somebody, that was real dreamy, real hot, and he might be considered the the most famous guy from Warsaw, Indiana.
Right.
Maybe I should ask Alexa.
Well, according to... Oh, sorry.
Hey, Alexa, who are the most famous people from Warsaw, Indiana?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, here are some famous Polish people.
Frederick Polish. Chopin, Marie Curie, Lech Walesa, John Paul II, Roman Polanski, Joseph Conrad, Balthus, Balthasar Klausowski de Rola, Arturs Muski, and Vaslav Nijinsky.
Bing has one.
Those also like solid Indianians.
My first Bing one that came up was famous people. The most famous person born in Warsaw, Indiana is Bubba the Love Sponge.
No, for real.
I will send you my
Send
link.
Me the fucking link. I don't believe you.
I will.
Slummy's Word Doc.
Slummy's Word Doc.com. Yeah. Am I really the most famous person says, from Warsaw, Indiana?
According if you Bing it.
Well, who else is born in Warsaw?
Well, hold on. And he just, most popular people in Warsaw, Indiana. That's right. Famous people from Warsaw, Indiana. Bubba the Love Sponge is the most famous person from Warsaw, Indiana.
Fuck yeah, you are.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Number
no.
one on Bing. Go Bing.
Why aren't they fucking Blitz? Why aren't they fucking giving me the key to the city or some Oh, I have a sex scandal. Sorry.
Have you ever asked for the key to the city?
No.
At least a street name.
All right. That's right. At least put a Bubba Army sticker somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know. And this is a full-blown article. Look at this, Blitz. This is a full...
You got it on the
Can you
screen.
Send it to me?
No, yeah, wait. This is a full-blown article. The most famous person born in Warsaw, Indiana is Bubba the Love Sponge.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Who's the author?
Jane Edmund.
Tara Clem. Bubba the Love Sponge is the most famous person in Warsaw, Indiana. The zodiac sign is Taurus. The most notable profession was radio personality, producer, actor. They are considered the most important person in the history born in Warsaw
Fuck
in the state
yeah.
of Indiana. Right. I mean, come on, Anna. That's pretty fucking
come
cool.
On.
Hell yeah, it is.
It's badass.
Badass.
Yeah, I mean, in Pittsburgh, Indiana, which, I mean, Jeff Gordon, what, he lived there for, what, maybe 5 years, and they have a big old sign when you get off of Interstate 74 that said Jeff Gordon's hometown, and I was thinking he lived there, like, for, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
You know.
I'm like, all right, well, what else you got going on, buddy? I mean, listen, if you can get those stickers, put look, but Blitz, look at this one. This is another site.
Oh, yeah, Ben Higgins, second.
Bubba the Love Sponge, number one. Ben Higgins, number two. John McMartin, number three. I don't even know who
Never heard
these people,
of her.
I don't even know who these people
yep.
are.
Well, the Jill Long Thomason was a,
yeah,
she was
the
U.S. House Representative.
I tell them about the show, where to find it, and everything.
Yeah, get those get those stickers on those Welcome to Warsaw signs so I can get some swag out
Absolutely.
To you. Send the photos to show at thebubarmy.com, okay, buddy?
Absolutely. But the reason why I was calling is, and you were saying in this earlier in the main show about Dr. Ben has to do a PSA or disclaimer. You need to have the template on one you did have Lasker did.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
That you're not responsible for anything he says because he's a
Well, here's the deal. Here's the difference.
Person or
is
whatever.
That when Gene Lasker got us in trouble, you know, we would just be in trouble. If Dan gets us in real trouble, Dan's writing me a check, bitch. I'm telling you that right now.
That's true.
You know,
Blitz,
like if we get canceled for a week because of Dan, don't think I ain't going to Steve and saying, Steve,
yeah,
your
what
fucking
the hell?
Brother
right.
said some obnoxious shit that I got in trouble for.
It was going to be a record week, too.
It may be a record week.
Yeah.
Blitz, did we have a record week on?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
we did. We had a record week.
We were trending up.
That's right. Tomorrow you make the spreadsheets up. You scum the spreadsheets. See what they see? What we lost?
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus Christ.
All right, my friend. Hey, get me those pictures.
Yeah, I will. I'll get them up. I'll see you next time I go through there. Have a good day, bud.
All right. Famous people from Warsaw, Indiana.
There you are, right?
Where? No, that's
no. Not. See, that's a stupid website.
What's
it, a car?
Car's
the fucking the most famous person there?
I don't know who all these people are, but none of them are me.
Oh, yeah, burning the American flag.
That's Blitz. That's downtown Warsaw. Look.
Wow.
That's another part of downtown Warsaw.
It's amazing.
I'd like to go back and
when
live.
When was the last time you were there? Live?
Yeah, look.
Bubba, when you live there, you have to stay there.
Look, Blitz, look let me look at, let's look at what the most expensive neighborhoods in Warsaw.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And if I would probably want to live over by Larry.
Yeah.
Isn't Larry moving when he retires, you said?
Well, we're going to live together.
Yeah.
In the same house?
Yeah, we're gonna live together.
It's got a big pension, Anna.
Yeah, this is where I want to live, right here.
Oh, yeah.
By the park?
No, this is kind of
close to Penguin Point?
No, but this is kind of close to Larry. This is Chapman Lake. Larry, this is out where Larry lives.
That's Hell what yeah.
And look, Blitz, I don't think there's anybody that's selling their house out there. Nobody sells their houses in Warsaw.
You need to go to like Zillow or something.
The average house out by Larry's house is about $196,000.
Very affordable. Very affordable.
And Larry, Blitz, Larry's got like 20 acres with his.
Whoa.
No, for real.
That's nice.
Yeah, you should see it ain't Larry's, no tiny house.
Larry, you should see Larry's house, and better yet, you should see his shop.
Oh, he's got a shop,
fuck
too?
Fuck yeah, he's got a shop.
Well, damn.
Bad at two shops.
What?
Yeah. Hello.
Good morning. This is Dark Max Jones from Austin, Texas. How you doing?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dark Max Alex Jones, how you doing? What's going on?
Oh, not too bad. Listen, I feel really bad about Bobby. It's that call from earlier. Now, I want to help him out. So today only, I'm having a sale on dehydrated Manti blood boner pills with the ivermectin kicker. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, coupon code Bubba Army, free shipping, 50% off right now.
And what are they again, Alex?
Dehydrated Manti blood boner pills. Guaranteed 5-hour erection or your money back.
Right. And how are things going for you personally, Dark Match Alec Jones?
Not good.
Really?
They fined me $25,000 because I missed a deposition because I had a diarrhea and I couldn't make it.
Is that what you told them?
Well, yeah, that's what I told them. I'm just trying to kill time until I get my tax rebate back. Help pay some of these bills. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So. I mean, aren't your isn't your InfoWars? I make Blitz. I got to think that InfoWars makes money for Alex Jones. Don't you think?
You would think so.
Well, not enough, apparently. Yeah, that lawsuit, the Sandy Hook thing, really cleaned me out.
You kind of fucked up
on that one, huh?
It's kind of like that lawsuit I got to really fuck me up.
Yeah, it really fucked me up.
Listen, you're right on 99 things. You're off by one, and, you know, it just blows up in your face.
It says InfoWars makes $30 million annual revenue.
For real?
It says.
For real?
That's what it's on here.
Selling all of our stones.
It's mostly these boner pills I'm selling. Not the first round, was the rhinoceros horn powder, and that was a big hit.
The rhinoceros horn powder was your first one, and you ran out of those, right?
Yeah, we're waiting for another shipment of those come in. Now, I have some sources telling me about this war in Ukraine. Now, the Chinese have sent the Russians some experimental frequency weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sonic weapon. It's considered less lethal. Now, when you get hit by these things, it gives you explosive diarrhea, and the side effects also include pink eye and skin tags.
Is that why you couldn't go to court?
It's because of the globalists.
Anyways, I'm going to try and get a hold of a couple of those things and send them over to you. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, a Dark Match Alex Jones, I'd like to hear from you a little more often. I haven't heard from you in a while. I'd like to hear from you, you know, maybe every couple weeks or so, buddy.
But you know, I got shows and stuff too. I just try and squeeze in a call whenever I can.
I know, buddy.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Along with the drinking and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, my God. Don't get me started on that. When are you coming out to Sparks?
supposedly May 5th. May 5th.
On a serious note, I live out there, and there's a fun axe throwing place with a rage room. Love to meet up with you, get some
Now, when you said rage room, what do you mean rage room?
We can break shit.
You destroy appliances and shit like that.
Now, hold on. In Sparks, Nevada / Reno, they got a thing called a rage room, and they charge people to go in there and just tear shit up?
They put up, like, TVs and microwaves and all kinds of appliances and shit, and you know, they give you bats and sledgehammers.
Dishes, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one in Orlando.
Smash room.
Blitz, so they just go to the junkyard and get junk microwaves and shit like that, and then you can just, you know, smash the shit out of stuff?
Yep.
You know, a lot of it they get from garage sales and thrift stores, stuff like
that. Now, you know, I wonder if I set up a little impromptu, and here's where I'm afraid of this, Blitz, that nobody would show up. But like, if I set up like a little impromptu Bubba Army meet and greet while I was in Reno, you know, like at, I'm staying at a casino.
Okay.
And I could, you know, meet. I'm sure casinos have like bars or something like that.
Of course.
I could find my casino and, you know, say, listen, on, you know, Friday night or Saturday night at, you know, 8 o'clock or something like that, I'm going to, you know, be in the bar hanging out in Reno, Nevada, you know, having a few drinks if some Bubba Army wants to come on by. My only fear, Blitz, that nobody would show up. And then I would be completely just, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to act like we don't have a little bit of a ego or swagger, but you have to in order to be able to do this to begin with.
Yeah.
100%.
And so if only fucking Dark Match out, although really all I would need would be for him to show up and just entertain me the entire time.
There you go. That's
yeah,
a win.
We'd have a good time. Yeah. That
I like to get you drunk and high and then have you just be, you know, full-time Alex Jones while I'm there.
Well, I got one rule on that. I'm allergic to tequila. I break out in handcuffs. I can't drink that shit.
Yeah, right.
That's now, actually really good.
Now, he is pretty funny.
That's a really
not?
Good impression.
Now, do you do stand-up?
No, I don't.
Because you're actually pretty quick and you're actually pretty funny. You really are.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should give him a podcast, the fake Alex Jones podcast. That might be kind of funny, don't you think? And if it sucked, we just wouldn't put it up. But we'd have him record it, and we'd listen to it.
Okay.
It ain't like we're committed to it.
Right.
Like, would you
ever...
Is it
going to be you and him, or just
no,
him?
No, 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 just him.
Oh, okay.
You'd be like, hey, it's Alex Jones. And
right,
like, you know, just go through your bullet points of all your conspiracy shit. You know, but
I call in a Shannon Burke show all the time.
All right. Do you have any way do you have any way to record, you know, like a podcast or anything like that? Hell, you could literally do it on your phone nowadays. Blitz bought me this handheld microphone that you plug into your iPhone. And I got to tell you, man, the quality is pretty damn good. It's certainly podcastable.
Oh, yeah.
And so anybody could do a podcast. And you save it as a file and send it.
Yeah, I mean, just like most of America. I mean, I'm set up for that, so.
Yeah, you should do like a fake, and you got to call yourself the Dark Match fake Alex Jones. You have to make sure you say that. Hey, this is the fake Alex Jones. Just call yourself fake Alex Jones. And I just want to let you know what's going on right now in Ukraine. And then you get into all the Alex Jones bullshit. You're like, just want to let you know I'm a little down on my money because the Sandy Hook deal took a fucking chunk out of my change. But I'm fighting high blood pressure, stressed out, whole nine yards. But, you know.
Yeah, my wife mixed her pills up on Christmas Day and beat the hell out of me. I had to call the cops. That wasn't fun.
Right. And, you know, I broke out. I'm allergic to tequila. I break out in handcuffs and. Holy shit, I missed my court deposition because I shit my pants because I got my rhino, my fucking manatee blood rhino pills. Fuck.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to call in the Alex Jones show himself.
Well, here's the deal. Is you do enough fake Alex Jones, you do some good fake Alex Jones podcast, and then Alex will get it to Alex Jones. That's how you do it. You just don't call into the Alex Jones show and offer him this stuff for free, this brilliance for free. You make him go get it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I may just Pearl Harbor him with a bunch of shit, you know?
Yeah, Pearl Harbor us. You need to Pearl Harbor us. Like, do like
You guys are number one priority.
Well, I mean, you should you should write down, like, five topics, and you fake Alex Jones. All of those, there's certainly enough going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and then get it to us. You can email show@thebubbaarmy.com. And Blitz, yep. Blitz will listen to it, and Blitz is the most negative human being in the world. And so if it's decent, if it's decent and it could make the cut, then it could be actually pretty good and we could offer it on our podcast.
Sounds good. I like it.
And then
good
the fans idea. Will either take a shit on it and say it
and
sucks.
Fine.
It sucks. Or they're going to like it. Like when Flappin' Gaps came out, we didn't know if the fans were going to take a shit on it or not, and they fucking love it.
Yep.
Eat it up.
Well, you got a good point. You know, you don't know until you try.
All right. I mean, Blitz, we could be literally, we're fair. We could be getting some emails saying or some calls saying, hey, that fucking Dark Match Alex Jones guy is pretty funny, actually.
Right.
I listened to it. Or, hey, this is Bubba Light, and I listened to that fucking shit. It was the worst shit I've ever heard in my life. So I mean, you know, you got to try fake Alex Jones. You certainly do his impression pretty well, and you're pretty quick on your feet. I think it could be pretty funny to be honest.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right, man.
Absolutely.
Fake Alex Jones. Give it a shot, and get it to me.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll start working on that. And again, when you're out in Sparks, yeah, I'd like to take you to that excellent place with a rage room.
I don't want to go to a fucking rage room. I don't. I really do not. I don't want to go. I don't want to go
tired.
I don't want to go to a gentleman's club. I don't want to go to a fake rage room. I
just
might want
to relax.
I might just want to, you know, put it out there that I'll be, you know, Saturday night 8 to 10. I'm going to be at this particular bar, at this particular casino, and if you're Bubba Army and you want to have a drink with me or whatever, great. But, Blitz, do you think there's a chance that nobody would show up?
No.
Well, I'd be there. Yeah. I'd be there
this
for
guy
sure.
would be there.
And Bubba, you'd have tons of people there.
I'd have to put it on my Facebook or something. And be like, hey, we.
You did promote it a bunch because we're not like we're heard there. Like,
no,
locally.
I have to promote the shit out of it.
Yeah,
you know. But then at that
have
that
a beer
point,
with you and your dad. That'd be fun.
Well, I don't think I'd bring Doug to that.
You don't think he'd like that?
No, because the fans just aren't greasing him. You know how they are. Yeah. The fans start fucking greasing him, but he didn't want to be. Yeah. He wanted to be greased. Who was that?
Well, that's
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be a big ball swing.
What,
right
you,
there.
Anna?
I don't know. Yeah, it was me. Sorry.
You'd be a baseball swinging motherfucker. Is that what you said?
No, I said I said that'd be a false flag for sure. That wouldn't be good.
False flag.
I dug out there. That'd be bad.
Yeah. All right. Hey, fake Alex Jones, get me some shit, okay?
Absolutely, it's coming.
See you later.
Plan on it. All right. Have a good day.
I'm still blown away that Lummy has a legitimate website that legitimately has me as the most famous person from Marcell,
right.
Indiana.
Thank you. Ben.
On several different ones. There's a couple different ones. What the fuck? Larry knows the mayor.
Of Warsaw?
And that's how you get those signs. No, the signs that says Warsaw, Indiana, home of. But I don't think they have anybody on there. They say it says Warsaw, Indiana, home of the state champion girls basketball team in 76 and 77.
Uh-huh.
And then the boys state basketball champions in 1984. That's it.
But no Bubba.
No Bubba.
Okay. Well, that needs to change immediately.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, when the most famous person from Warsaw, Indiana is still alive. Why wouldn't you put and he's not been arrested or in federal prison for stupid shit.
Right.
Nope. But he's been on trial four times.
He looks good as fuck right now.
And he looks good. He doesn't look like the average 50. I'm going to be 50 fucking 6 years old.
It looks like one of the signs says, City of Lakes, welcome to Warsaw, the orthopedic capital.
It is the orthopedic capital of
fuck
the world.
That.
Lots of cobalt.
It's the home of Bubba the Love Sponge.
That's right. 56 years old.
56 years old looks great.
I bet you I look as good as anybody I graduated with.
Oh yeah. Oh, you guys are home of the 5-star bank. Oh, that's another sign. Sorry. I'm looking up different Warsaw signs.
Home of the 5-star bank.
That's what it says.
Lummy.
I'm sorry, Bubba. I totally thought it was something different.
Idiot.
You found me two websites that said I'm the most famous guy from Warsaw, Indiana. Why wouldn't you just stop at that?
Yeah.
I was actually putting you over, Bubba, saying that they deserve you. They need you on there.
Shut up, Lummy.
Yep.
And yes, Bubba, you look better than everyone that you graduated high school with. Everybody else looks like fucking mothballs.
Hold on. That up there, I'm an indoor cat, first of all. I don't work outside.
No.
Which really has a lot.
That'll age the shit out of you.
Especially when you're working that cold.
Oh, yeah. The cold and the heat, and I'm sure it gets muggy.
And just the weather in general is not conducive to having good skin.
Or having a happy life.
Well, the winters are pretty rough.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, yeah, you're not from Detroit.
Yeah,
but
I lived 4 years in Detroit. And it was a fucking nightmare, so.
And it's not good for your skin going out and it freeze driving it off.
And no. You want to move back there.
When?
No, I said, and you want to move back there.
I'd want to be part of the year.
I'd want to be there like maybe in the summertime.
Yeah, like spring to summer, maybe early fall, and then get the fuck out.
Well, come back here.
You know, oddly enough, I'm already starting to plan my retirement. No, for
what
real.
Do you think you're going to do?
Live with Larry Plumber?
Well, I got a lot of different options, and some of which I can't talk about on the radio.
Okay.
Or here, I should say. But, you know, I'd like to live. This is when Larry's wife dies, and that's why I can't say it.
Jesus.
I mean, I can't talk about my plans. That's disrespectful.
Right.
But Larry's talked to me about it, so it's not so disrespectful if he's in on the conversation, is it?
He co-signed on it.
Yeah. So when Mary Lou dies, then I'm going to.
What's so funny?
When Mary Lou dies, I'm gonna go live with Larry at his house.
Okay.
Okay. And like you know, like May.
He's just gonna outlive her 100%? Like
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mary Lou's a little older than Larry.
Okay. Six months?
No, like 16 years.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
damn, robbing the cradle.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, you know, I don't know if I should be talking about this because a lot of people from Warsaw listen and
they need to know your plans.
All right, so here's my plans. So Mary Lou's going to die, and Larry's going to be loaded as fuck, like he's just loaded.
Sure.
Larry has worked for the city for 40 years.
He's been married to her for 50.
He's got the best retirement known to man.
Yeah.
He's going to be loaded. And then, you know, my mom will probably be dead by then.
Oh, poor Janie Cakes.
And I know, right? I'm getting some money there.
What about Dougie?
And Doug will be gone. And I'm trying to, you know, work
get
on
32
that.
Ford?
Yeah, I got a couple of 32 Fords.
Sounds like there's an interest in a lot of people dying.
Well, it all is contingent upon me staying alive. Okay?
No. You have to stay alive, and they all have to die.
It's the master plan. Everyone dies.
Now,
hell of a retirement
now,
plan.
I got to think this. When mom dies, that she's not going to give anything to Tara, because Tara is a multimillionaire already.
Right, now, she would give it all to Jeff.
Well, Jeff's already dead, too.
Well, here's what I see.
Jeff's young, though.
Me and Jeff have already got it figured out, too.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So, last time I was over there, two Saturdays ago, me and Jeff...
Janie Cakes' birthday?
Oh, you were planning your retirement.
So, listen.
Janie Cakes' birthday document?
Yeah. For my mom's birthday, the last time I was over there. So, Janie Cakes, hers is just straight fucking nuts. Hers is nuts. So... we're driving around on the golf cart, and she's back there yapping some shit, and Jeff goes, "Welcome to my world." So she can't hear us because she's back in the back, and I go, "Hey, when she dies, do you want me to be your roommate?" And he's like, "Well, I never really thought about it." I go, "Well, think about it." So we're driving around the golf cart, and so we pull in, and I go, "Did you think about it?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool." And I go, "I do too. Can you imagine how much fun we would have, just me and you out here? Driving around."
Mm-hmm.
So is Larry Plummer living with you?
So hold on. So hold on now.
Three boys.
Here's
seven.
How I figure. So I'm going to go and live up in Warsaw for the summertime. And then Jeff will eventually die, and I'll get that place. I'll get my mom and Jeff's retirement. Like, you know, they live in that retirement community.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that'll
be
my place. And then Larry will come down in the winter months and live at my place. That place.
Two bachelors hanging out.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And we're going to try to get some girls.
Well, of course.
Like, but like, we're going to try to get like a rotation, like kind of like a Hugh Hefner kind of deal.
Without the crime.
Every retirement community?
Well, I'm figuring, man, we're going to be the youngest guys in the retirement community at 65.
Right.
Fucking clean it up.
And we're going to be cleaning up. I mean, we're going to be cleaning the fuck up, me and Larry are. Now, I don't know how well we're going to do in Warsaw, because I got to think there's not really a lot to choose from. Mm-mm. I may have to bring my own up to Warsaw.
Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So that's how we got it all figured out.
Sounds like quite the plan.
Yeah. Put an upside down pineapple outside.
Yeah, with a chili pepper.
No, Larry and I aren't going to be doing that shit.
Sorry.
We're not going to be nudists or nothing.
Oh.
I don't know if I should have been saying that or not, because Janie Cakes watches Facebook. Janie Cakes, you know I'm just kidding. Now, if Jeff would happen to die before Janie Cakes, that pretty much throws a wrench in my whole deal.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
No, well, I told Janie Cakes
if
Jeff dies, we're putting you in a home. She said, and this is what my mom said, "The fuck you are. You're not putting me in a home. If you put me in a home, I'm going to tell the fr-" This is what my mom told me. This is what my mom told me.
Okay.
"If you put me in a home, I'm going to tell them that you sexually abuse me."
Well, would she be wrong?
Well, yeah, I don't.
You have grabbed her boobs and butt.
And
hold on. She grabs your ass.
My mom grabs my balls, and I grab her boobs. And,
what?
I mean, yeah, like, okay, yeah, like she'll go.
She grabs your balls.
Like she'll give me a little flick every once in a while. Just like, "What's up, wait?" And give me a little flick.
Oh, just like a cute, just a nice hello.
Yeah, just like
being. Oh, I gotcha.
Like a frontal bandit.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
So my mom already told me, "If you put me in a home, I'm going to tell them that you've sexually molested me, and you'll get arrested." I go, "Mom, where's your proof?" And she goes, "Really, Bubba? Like, I would need proof with you. Everybody knows how dirty you are."
Yeah, everyone would just believe her.
Yeah. You're going to believe me, a sweet, innocent 82-year-old that you're trying to put in a group home?
Jane, your son was touching you?
Yes, he was.
Really? Oh, what's his name?
Bubba.
Bubba what?
Clem, you know Bubba the Love Sponge?
Oh, he definitely touched you.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
need to
say no more, Jane.
And you know what?
Say no more.
And you know what? He taped it too.
Well, of course he did.
Yes, he did. He taped it.
Of course he did.
And you know what? All this goes away if I don't have to go to this group home.
He's going to jail.
Lummy found the tape, too.
Oh, no.
That's sick, touching your mom.
Yeah, buds.
But what the hell? But they'd believe her if it was me.
Probably.
You know who my son is? Who? Bubba the Love Sponge. And you know why I'm here? Why? Because he molested me.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't let me stay. And I don't want to stay at his house because he scares me. Next thing you know, I'm a fucking rested.
Yep.
And then it's like a 3x kicker when it's on an old person.
Yeah, you're going to get the death sentence.
It's like battery on an elderly or something.
Yeah, battery on an elderly.
And then, you know, Tara would fucking co-sign. Oh,
oh
yeah.
She, if you were in jail and it was for that, she would absolutely
She doesn't have to deal with any of your bullshit.
Yeah, she's like, oh, fine.
But I go, Tara, you know I didn't do it. She goes, she'd be like, yeah, but Bubba, this is mom you're talking about. I'd be like, Tara,
this is
but
what
you know.
Get for peeing on my back as a
you
kid.
Know that she warned us that if we put her in a group home, she said she was going to do this. I can't get you out of their trouble this time, Bubba.
Mm-hmm. And then she gives you the next time gun secretly.
I'm glad you moved out.
Yep.
Glad you moved out.
That's how it's going to happen.
And you know what, Blitz? I don't get a retirement except I don't have, you know.
Not if you're in jail.
No, but like,
oh.
When, from, you know, when I used to have a job.
Right.
And I paid Social Security and stuff like that. Like, Social Security sent me like a thing like about a year ago and said, if you retired at 62.
What are you going to get?
Like $2,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that 22? Do they tax that?
You know, I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
I could live on $2,200 a month.
Well, not nowadays with the inflation.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, maybe you can get some help. It sounds like, you know, people help you out.
Yeah. I'll still be on the radio here fucking begging.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? It's easy.
Exactly.
This is like, you know,
75.
I mean, here's the deal. I could be sitting on the corner with a piece of cardboard. And getting,
there's a lot of those.
Or, I'm just panhandling. I'm just you know what I'm doing? I'm electronically panhandling.
Pretty much.
Thursday.
Lummy's doing you at 75. By the way, is this what you would sound like?
Go ahead, Lummy. Let's see. Let's see.
I know.
You know, Lummy. We gotta get out of here, Lummy. You gotta help me.
Yeah, he does.
Him.
Yeah,
you gotta help me
you upstairs.
You know,
change your diaper.
No, you don't have to help me upstairs.
Take
to change
bath.
My diaper.
I'm talking about, can I live with you when you get older?
Lummy,
just to work with you.
You have a kid now. Your life is ruined.
Oh,
your life is.
Yep.
No, like for real,
your life is over.
Lummy, your life is like. You
should have thought that. Thought
you're
about that before you didn't pull out.
Kids are like luggage. You keep them forever.
Oh.
You're done.
Throw luggage out the window. What are you
hey, Lummy, are you back to dropping loads?
Lummy, are you dropping loads?
Yeah.
Lummy. Are you trying to have another kid?
No kids.
Then you're dropping loads.
No kids.
Is she on the pill?
Oh, she's at the thing inside of her.
Oh, the IUD?
Yeah, your penis.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the best part.
Yippee-O Brando, $19.99. Did you see that? Did you miss it? I think you did.
Was that from today?
No. Yippee-O Brando.
I don't think that was from today, was it?
No.
No, my bad.
Lummy, did you miss it?
I missed it. Sorry, Bubba.
And this New York thing's really a big deal, isn't it? I mean, they're fucking really being a bad. I mean, look at.
Well, yeah.
We're trying to find the guy.
The guy's still at large?
He's an African American person, 5'5", 180, they say.
Uh oh. That means they're not going to cover it that much.
Well.
So anyway, Lummy, yeah, you're done.
Like the one in California.
I mean, you got a kid. So you can't go and live with your friend. You can't get any bitches. You can't. I mean, you're done. You're fucking done, buddy. You're done.
Yeah.
I mean, see, when Larry lives with me, we're going to try to go out and get some bitches.
Yeah. Lots of them.
Yeah, we're going to be like the old creepy guys on the golf course that are just trying to, you know.
Not golfing, just
driving the
golf cart.
Are there a lot of bitches on the golf course?
I don't know, but I know there's a lot of women that are widows.
Hell yeah.
Me and you know, I may have to take Larry and get a vasectomy.
Right.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is be fertile.
To a bunch of widows.
Yeah.
Bunch of widows.
That's true. I don't think they can have
And grief
kids.
Is an aphrodisiac.
I don't think, you know what? I don't think any of these women probably are even on their menstrual cycles.
No.
So, Larry, I don't think you need to get a vasectomy because.
Drop loads at will.
Yeah. I mean, I might want to reverse mine, so I'm dropping real loads.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, why'd you get so hot on me reversing my deal?
I didn't know that was a thing. Like, if you reverse it, like, you get bigger loads.
My loads are not very big.
Oh.
And they say that's one of the side effects of a vasectomy is that your loads, you know.
Well, according to Dr. Dan, they go inside of you.
My
loads.
What about if you wait, like, a few days?
I got a decent load then, but still not near the load that it used to be.
Okay.
Age is probably a factor, too.
Probably, yeah.
Blitz, what kind of loads do you got? Big?
Decent.
Over to you for that.
I knew you were going to fucking do that. they're perfect size.
Oh.
Like perfect size what?
Load.
You're getting, you know what you're doing? Your dick back talking again. The dick's coming in from the back. Blitz, I know she's your girlfriend, but does the microphone not look like she's back dick talking?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, see.
I'm trying to face the camera.
Here. But you're back dick talking.
I know. I'm sorry.
Why do you always back dick talking?
This isn't a Blitz's load.
I can't help it. I'll fix it, and then it just kind of goes. You know, because I look at the screen here, and I look at the screen there, and it just ends up with a back dick, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, side dick's great. Back dick's not so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't back dick in real life.
No, I
don't. You side dick in real life.
You will be later, right, Blitz?
Do you corn on the cob ever? Do you ever do corn on the cob? Like little bites,
teeth,
like little, yeah,
that's
like
dangerous. It's playing with fire.
Yeah, but what the hell's your problem,
yeah,
man?
Blitz, you don't want his dick chopped off.
No, not hard bites, but little baby bites. Just little baby bites on the ween.
I don't think I can have the ability to do baby bites.
Yeah, it's true. With those chomps,
let's not try.
With those chompers,
with these chomps, right. No way.
Yeah, it's perfect the way it is now, Bubba. We don't need to change it.
It could be absolutely fucking
a nightmare.
A medical emergency.
You'll be reading about us
in
your post.
She starts chomping.
Yeah.
But have you had that done, Bubba?
Baby bites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But it sounds like your dick can take a lot of force.
I think my penis.
A lot of abuse.
Has to have a lot of force.
Can take a lot of.
Didn't you say you had girls like grip as hard as they can and still like.
I've had girls that lift weights. That have literally tried to squeeze my penis as hard as they could to the point where I would say, like, stop, and they can't do it. Like, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, like, just the squeezing you can do pretty hard.
Like, I'm talking about two hands.
But like, not, like, any sort of bending, obviously.
No, not bending.
Tie it in a fucking knot.
No bending. No bending, Michael. No bending.
Right, no shit.
No bending, Daniel.
But you like your balls tugged on, though, too.
I like my balls tugged, but not my balls. Not the actual testes, the sack.
Oh.
I like the sack. I like the sack pulled.
Huh.
Oh.
The scrotal sack?
Yeah, don't you,
I
mean, don't you like your
sack? I thought you meant like your,
yeah.
The whole, I thought they grabbed everything and just fucking
yanked
it.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
no,
too.
Because
no.
You used to say you liked your baby balls tugged on. I thought you meant the balls. I can't have that. That's a,
I mean,
that'll
you can
fucking
tug a little bit on my baby balls, but not. No. I mean, you can't
just
like
on
like
the scrotal sack.
Like
tugging on my baby balls,
like
man. I'm going to
on
nothing.
On a fucking like you're hanging 10 water skiing, you know, backer like that. No, can't be doing that shit.
Yeah, no, that
just
brings
the
me
elephant
down to
skin.
Zero.
Just take my elephant skin around the farm a little bit.
That might be interesting.
Okay, that's different. We all
have you ever had your girl, you know, like nibble on your elephant skin?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had
trying
your
to be
girl,
one of the boys? Sorry.
Have you ever had your Blitz? Have you ever had your girl nibble on your elephant?
I have not.
You might want to try it.
Yeah. Okay,
I tried.
I can't reach down there. I've tried so many times.
Your ball skin. Your ball skin is very resilient. It's
much like an elephant skin.
It's resilient. It's as resilient as the flap of skin on your elbow.
Yes.
Right. See now, but like you'd always said balls, so I thought you meant the balls themselves, not the skin.
Me too.
Not.
Because I can't handle much of that at all. Like
I can handle quite a bit of ball.
No, see
ball tugging.
I'm telling
you,
you
just
what,
can't rub them together. You cannot squeeze them together. Mm-hmm. I'll go through the roof. But if you take them individually and kind of like maybe milk them like a cow, then I they're all right.
Like
the
butters.
Long touch, man. I'm going down to zero. Like I can't. I'm done.
You like to be like you know, milked like a cow. You said like,
no. I did not say milked like a cow. But if you take one and stretch it down by itself. As long as they didn't bang them together, I'd be okay with that.
They can't touch each other.
No, as soon as you bang them together, then you've racked yourself. Man, this show's really gotten away from me today, and it's gone quite long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blitz, should I say goodbye, and then I tape this this for you?
Yeah, let's do that.
Easier for you to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Then, Lummy, I mean, you know what? Would tomorrow be better for you?
I think I got a little bit of time today if it's not going to be too long.
Well, it's going to probably be 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes is not a problem. I just got to be down there, like I said, before 1:30.
You sure?
Yeah, I, the guy just texted me. I said, hey, I'll probably be there a little before 1:30.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, everybody, for the. This has been a great after show.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
And oh, I just farted.
Oh, great.
Don't fart in the mic.
I did it,
for God's sakes.
Did I? Did I fart
no,
in the mic?
No, you didn't, but I'm just, I get scared.
Yeah.
Did I fart in the mic?
Fucking new variant.
I'm going to probably need you guys to do a show without me Thursday.
Okay.
Just the after show?
Yeah, just the after show.
Sure, okay. No problem.
Perfect. Lummy?
Yes, sir.
I'll
see you out back.
I'll see me out back. Okay. Yes, Blitz, as soon as you hit the...
Okay.
I know you're cordoned.
All right.
And I'll lay this down for you.
All right,
you.
So if you guys are going to get out of the studio, get your shit and get out, or stay in. One of the two.
Okay.
All right.
Get your shit and get out, or stay in. Yep. Lummy, I'll meet you out back.
Sounds good.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.